Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. This is a time in our service where we take communion together. It's a time where we can remember Jesus and examine our hearts before God. And to help us with this, I'd like for us to meditate on Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through the first part of 23. This passage is helpful for this time because it shows us who we once were and who we will be, and that event that changed everything, the cross of Christ. Let me read it for us. "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel." First, let's remember who we once were. In verse 21, there are three descriptions of who we were before God saved us. First of all, we were once alienated. This means we were once separated, estranged from the God who created all things. But we were not just separated and neutral. We were separated and hostile. We were actively opposed and resisting the God who gives breath and causes the sun to rise every morning. And this alienation and hostility was not something that just was on the surface. It was at the very heart of our being, in our minds. And yet it didn't stay inside either. It expressed itself through evil deeds. We did evil things. If alienation, hostility, and evil deeds described a relationship between two people, what hope would you think there'd be for reconciliation between them? Or if there was a great king with a great kingdom, and these things described one man's attitude and actions toward that king, how long do you think it would take for that king just to take that man out? And yet, even though this described who we were before God, instead of taking us out, God, in verse 22, reconciled us. We who were once far, he brought near. We were once hostile, he made peace. And it was in his body of flesh, by his death, that he reconciled us. Jesus took our alienation, he took our hostility and our evil deeds upon himself to reconcile us to God. The end of verse 22 tells us also that this reconciliation had a purpose behind it. It was to present us holy and blameless and above reproach before him. We who were once so far away, alienated and estranged from God, will now be presented before God. And here we see three things describing of who we will be. First, we will be holy. Knowing from where we came, can you imagine standing before a holy God and being holy yourself? Second of all, we were blameless. The word blameless means without blemish. We who were once doing evil deeds will one day stand before a perfect God and be perfect ourselves without blemish. The last description here is above reproach. It could be defined as having nothing to be accused of, free from accusation. One day we will stand before an omniscient God who sees all things and has seen everything that we have ever done or thought, or everything that we will do or ever will think, and we will be above reproach, free from accusation. We hear all these and we ask, how great was this death that occurred to accomplish such a change? And how great was this man that died to be able to reconcile alienated, hostile sinners and present us before God holy, blameless, and above reproach? This is our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died for us to reconcile us to God. Verse 23 adds, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. This line is phrased in such a way so as to make us stop and examine ourselves and ask, am I continuing in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel? All these words have to do with just not moving. We don't ever move from the hope of the gospel. All these, that event that changed us from who we once were to who we will be and gave us the hope of standing before God in all of his glory, we don't ever shift from this gospel. So take time now to examine your heart, Christian, and find those sins that wish to make you shift, to give you a false hope, to move you away from this gospel. Confess them to God and preach the gospel to yourself, and don't shift from it. Remember who you once were, alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, and remember who you will be one day, holy, blameless, above reproach. And remember that event that changed everything for you, the cross of Christ. If you're here this morning and you know you have not been reconciled to God, then know that verse 21 describes your current state. You're alienated and hostile in mind, and your deeds are evil. You're in need of reconciliation with God. Today can be that day. Turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ as the only means of reconciliation through his death. If you're unwilling to turn from your sins, then let the elements just pass you by. As the bread and juice come by, hold on to them, and we'll take communion together.